What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Hi, honey. I see you're hard at work. But you can just take a little break and come drink some lemonade.
I really don't want to stop, you know.
Relax, man. Take a little break and quench your thirst.
All right. Since you're here with the drink, I'll have it.
Honey, you know, the other day me hear say one man was fined $200,000 and he never kill a soul.
$200,000? For what?
Well, him decide to cut down a couple of trees in, what him say it name again? The forestry reserve.
Okay.
And him use a chainsaw up there without a license.
Eh?
Yes, my dear. Cutting down trees in a protected area is serious business. Apparently, you need a license to cut trees in that kind of place. But guess what? You know, stop this, so. The man was also sentenced to 100 hours of community service for plant about 50 trees.
What you not saying to me? You sure you did hear right, Marge? That sound like a way to law, man.
Yes, hon. Me did hear the right thing. Come on. You know what? Go on back to your tree then where you cut you. I'm going to go and leave you.
The preservation of the forest helps to prevent flooding during heavy rainfall. Forest preservation also aids water absorption, slows flood flows, and prevents damage to soil as well as property and buildings in floodplains. Section 30 of the Forest Act of 1996 outlines that offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and or sentenced to a maximum of 2 years in prison for cutting trees in a forest reserve without a license. Acting Enforcement Officer at the Forestry Department, Sean Monroe, says a chainsaw license is required to use the equipment to cut trees and convert them to lumber for commercial purposes. This applies to both private lands and lands managed by the Forestry Department. Members of the public who do not have the requisite license or permit are being encouraged to contact the Forestry Department to become regularized. Hunting in forest reserves is also prohibited. Legal officer at the Forestry Department, Sandy Lou Cole, says it is an offense for anyone to enter the forest reserve to kill, wound, or capture any wild birds. It is also an offense to carry firearms in a forest reserve or any area that is protected under the Forest Act.
I'm appealing to the public to be aware of their surroundings.
Ms. Cole says there are adequate signs mounted in and around the areas to inform persons of the restricted sites. So if you decide to ignore the signs and enter the grounds, you do so at your own risk. Persons who are caught trespassing, hunting, or shooting birds on these prohibited lands will be brought before the courts and may face a fine of up to $200,000 or a prison term not exceeding 2 years. And Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond Mackenzie says he will be making a submission to Cabinet to increase the penalties for the improper disposal of garbage. He says the legislation to be amended would include the National Solid Waste Management Act.
We're looking now to take to Cabinet new proposals for increasing the litter fines. We are hoping that that in itself will help. But again, there has to be some level of civic responsibility that the wider Jamaica is prepared to bring to the table if we are to minimize the effects of flooding across the country.
Minister Mackenzie says despite a campaign to get citizens to use the proper channels to dispose of their solid waste, the practice of illegal dumping continues unabated in some areas. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with student engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
Contraceptives, including the condom, can assist you and your partner to delay having a baby within the next 6 to 12 months. Visit your clinic or private doctor to discuss the many benefits of dual method use. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.